Oculus was supposed to bring virtual reality to everyone by now. What happened? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Virtual reality is the technology that keeps on promising. In about the last decade, the promise has seemed so much closer, especially when Oculus came along looking like such a game changer that Facebook dropped $2 billion on it in 2014. In March, I spoke with Blake Harris, the author of The History of the Future, Oculus, Facebook, and the Revolution that Swept Virtual Reality. Here, we're revisiting that conversation, and it's really two stories. First is the story of how Oculus and all of virtual reality tech has kind of stalled. And the second is the role that Facebook played in that stall. But first, I asked Harris where Oculus sits right now.
They're in the top two in an industry of two. So that's commendable. At least they're in the industry. But certainly not where they expected to be. You know, as part of my research, I ended up spending 3.5 years researching and reporting this book. And I was actually going over an email from Mark Zuckerberg to the Oculus CEO, Brendan Uribe, from a month or two before they acquired them. And Mark was saying that he estimated there would be 50 to 100 million VR headsets about 5 years from then. And so we're almost at the 5-year mark, and there certainly are not. You know, there's probably 1 or 2 million VR headsets out there. And that's, you know, 1/20th of what the expectation was.
Wow. Well, so then I wonder, is it a book about how having the good technology is not enough?
Having the best technology is not always a winning formula. Expectations is a big part of it. Messaging is a big part of it, too. And I think the backlash to the acquisition of Oculus by Facebook was a good indication of how poorly Oculus handled that messaging and how the VR community felt about Facebook being involved in this thing that, you know, all technology is intimate, but VR is incredibly intimate. It's on your face. It can track your eye movements. There's cameras in your house. So Facebook being involved in this was really unnerving to a lot of people.
Let's stare down that hard reality that the tech maybe is just way harder than anybody gives it credit for. And that it was ultimately like a lack of software and a lack of really, truly immersive experiences and motion sickness. And
right.
I mean, are you bearish or bullish on virtual reality overall?
I'm still more bullish than ever. And part of that is emotional. You know, when people take off the virtual reality headset after the first demo, so many people I know, my wife included, said, wow, I just saw the future. That's the future. And you don't even really know what that means. How do you make a business out of something that we all agree is very cool? But what is the value to that? Is it entertainment? Is it productivity? You know, that is why you still see Google and Microsoft and Apple and these other big tech players still just dipping their toe into virtual reality and augmented reality, because there's not really, you know, money to be made there, but also there's still doubt that it's ever going to be the future.
Blake Harris is the author of The History of the Future, which is out now. And to be fair, since we talked, Oculus did release its Oculus Quest headset, a standalone device that doesn't require a PC or a phone. And reviews say it has slightly more mainstream appeal. Tomorrow, we'll talk more with Harris about that Facebook acquisition and how, technology aside, Oculus's core community never really forgave the company, and how Facebook's vision for the future of VR might have been too much too soon. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.